Hello and welcome to the Thursday, February 7th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, if you like packets, then you will like this first issue that we have, and that's a blog post by Christian Kilhoffner, who claims that he found a way to lock up Intel network cards. Now, according to him, Intel network cards with the Intel 82574L chipset are affected. This is a quite a popular chipset, and it did have its share of bugs in the past, but what he found is if a packet is received by this chipset with the value of 32 or 33 at an offset of 1,151 bytes into the packet, the network card will lock up. But if the network card receives a packet with the value of a hexadecimal 34 in that same position first, then the network card will be fine. So you do have to send a packet with this magic kilobyte before one packet is received with the inoculating value. I haven't personally been able to reproduce this yet. He claims it's independent of the operating system and settings in the operating system. For example, one possible culprit here is ASPM, which is the active state power management, and a lot of the other bugs that sort of sound similar that were discovered with this particular chipset in the past have turned out to be related to ASPM. So if you happen to have one of those network cards, it would be really interesting to see if you can reproduce it. Make sure you do reproduce it just after you rebooted the system, so you are not exposing the system to the inoculating value first. And then a pretty simple ping command, I put it in the diary, should be able to trigger this issue. If you are exposed to this particular problem, the only way to recover the network card is to power off and power back on the system. A simple reboot evidently isn't going to help you. So, real interesting problem. Like I said, I haven't been able to verify it myself due to lack of a suitable network card. But if you have one of those network cards handy, please let me know what you find. But let's take a look at our other diaries. We got the guest diary today by Bill Parker about rate limiting in Syslog. If you're using rSyslog, you're usually subject to default rate limiting settings that rSyslog comes with that may not be appropriate to your system. So take a look at those settings and make sure you're aware of them and they're appropriate. You can also set a burst limit, so where you do allow some bursting of messages, but have an overall sane rate limit. Old Syslog implementations were not using this kind of rate limiting, and that had another problem in that because Syslog does really accept all data it sees on UDP port 514, it was sort of a license to fill up disks. Now, our Syslog in a way tried to fix this problem by implementing the rate limit, but it may have got a little bit too far here in the default settings. So take a look at the diary and what your settings are, and then again remember you are able to burst it in order to allow for short times of high activity. Bill mentions one particular interesting case here. When Snort starts up, it dumps quite a bit of data to Syslog. If you do miss some of these lines to the rate limiting, then you may not be aware of some errors or so that occurred during starting up Snort. And FireEye published an interesting blog post stating that it has seen incidents where companies in the peripheral of the actual target company are being attacked in order to actually breach the target. This is not that surprising, really, if you think about it, that if the actual company that you're trying to breach is well defended, you're trying to then breach an associated business that's not as well defended, but has a trust relationship with the actual target and may make it easier then to breach the actual target. This, of course, can be in particular a problem for the supply chain, where you then attack a supplier of the target. And then, for example, inspect equipment at the supplier site before it is being delivered to the actual target company. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.